Texte numéro 44. Flag football rapidly catching on in UK. Flag football, a non-contact version of American football, is rapidly gaining popularity in the UK, with participation numbers expected to reach 100,000 by 2026. This growth is driven by an energetic campaign from the NFL, encouraging young people in Britain to try the sport, which offers a less violent alternative to rugby and full-contact American football. School PE teachers report increased interest fueled by rising global exposure and concerns over the risk of brain injuries in traditional contact sports. This year, 343 schools entered the UK NFL Flag National Championship, a 78% increase compared to the previous year. Jay Taylor, who founded the Fruit Bats Flag Football Club in London, said, "Flag football has a chance of sticking here because there's nothing like it." The sport's profile has been boosted further by its inclusion in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics and the NFL's decision to switch its Pro Bowl match from full contact to flag football. This shift underscores the growing appeal of the sport, which is being embraced by more schools and communities across the UK. Flag football is played with 5 to 7 players per team, who wear shorts, t-shirts and trainers instead of full protective gear. Instead of tackling players, defenders pull a flag from the ball carrier's belt. This safer approach addresses growing concerns about brain injuries linked to contact sports. The principles of the game mirror traditional American football, with teams advancing the ball through pre-planned plays while the defense tries to stop them. The Fruit Bats already have 70 players aged 14 and under. Compared with soccer, which is played by more than 3.3 million children, the chances of success are higher. A significant draw appears to be the NFL's annual invitation to the best school teams to compete in an international tournament in Florida. The NFL has supported the expansion by offering balls and flag belts, and teams like the Jacksonville Jaguars and Chicago Bears are also promoting the sport in the UK. Jacob and Leah, both 11, are members of the Little Ealing primary school team that won the national title and are preparing for the NFL Flag World Championships in Florida. "You need to be able to jump high, get into space and dodge players," said Leah. Jacob added, "You need to really understand what you're doing." PE teacher Bobby Berzardi noted the wide range of skills needed, from speed to strategic thinking. "It's a game of cat and mouse," he said. "There's a lot of decision-making, and people who might not be the fastest runner can play quarterback." Adapted from The Guardian, August 2024.